www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 66259. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Government calls for accurate copper production declaration. Government urged to protect truck drivers. In international headlines, South Africa slams US human rights report as deeply flawed. And in sports, Zambia Premier League kicks off with several wins. And now the news in detail. Kanchiwea Member of Parliament Sande Chanda says truck drivers are the backbone of Zambia's supply chains in transporting fuel, food, raw materials and manufactured goods. In a statement, Mr. Chanda says the works of the drivers ensure the economy continues to function. Yet despite their central role, many drivers face exploitation, working without contracts, without statutory instruments to protect them, without leave days, without niche and without dignity. Mr. Chanda says the state of affairs is unacceptable, as truck drivers are not second-class workers, adding that they deserve fair treatment and protection under the law, just like every other worker.
We therefore call upon the government through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to take urgent action by, number one, introducing an SI specific to truck drivers to guarantee contracts, fair wages, leave days and overtime pay. And secondly, making NEMA and NAPSA contributions mandatory and enforceable for all employers of truck drivers. Number three, enforcing road safety and occupational health standards, ensuring drivers are not overworked or exposed to unsafe conditions. Number four, creating a tripartite dialogue between government, employers and driver associations to resolve grievances and improve working conditions. Number five, strengthening labor inspections in the transport sector to ensure compliance with existing laws.
Lusaka residents have expressed concern over the government's decision to export over 501,620.61 metric tons of surplus maize to regional markets. Speaking to One Love Radio News, the residents have pointed out the previous season's challenges, where maize prices skyrocketed and making mealie-meal unaffordable for many Zambians. The citizens say exporting maize without ensuring a sufficient strategic reserve could lead to shortages and price spikes, exacerbating food insecurity. The citizens have since urged the government to prioritize domestic food security and consider exporting processed maize products like mealie-meal or flour, which could generate more revenue and create jobs.
Nangu basa lapo basa kwandi bafunga te basisunge onani njala mesina pitamu antu amulungu kinapita munjala yo baba bantu bezo kwapuliwa pamirai na vazejenes chifukwa cha unga wakuti wasoba so hizo mili sizasala basisunge sibaziva mvula mwamine izalokera kusokolo sifuna kuti vakatiletere zimamili sibola bakuti zizipaya vantu iyayi. I'm going to go to the house. na nelio mtani mimi siteze nayo kwa cho kulisa kwao bonze wende matam malaisi wa kulisa bonze wende matamponi wali wali so so ila mne wakamba kuli mili siza mne siza sara kambi ya ni bota kulisa
Hawa boma itasima kanisira sana mazambi ya kaa ukaona hapa kukuyo kikata hapo kukuyo kukuyo Wandu kwambo kango kona mbanyuku mbaziro wangu wanyamu kakwendo za kila maunga Ewa kupamela kutomena usubiri so mene wana kwa wakulisa pia ifapaka Ikamiri siya paka unga wao waze tene sukule 100 kwata 150 Kaili 50 kwata mapromisi yao ya nakaka Waupweze kwa lupanua na upeza 115 kwata Olo 120 unga wao waze tene Because mamina panewa kama tilifambiri Ife vatu vili kwa sepale divaye Kisela ndeva na wafuna gulisa Waza gulisa na yose ya tupamosu Balazi mzambo ona wantumaje Kutangwa kukona mmanyumba wakere ya kuwendo kusakira maunga 01 wanyamu kama ntupa grupu Bantu kumenye wapa maunga kukai wajua wafuna wajibweze kutimuribi Na mvula nesuwa kwa pili za loka buwanji BCS Nawe boma inkarepo pili ya sili Chapizi
Tabapasa kuma matarazi ma kote kote wanya bezo vutika so wati mwana kumunga kulika wa mitapa wamene mulungu mina nati tazikira tiani mbula hii so kwa mitipu nika make sure so wana mbula pari mirisi fakirepo serious noti ati wakulise wakulise kuina mbu tuna wawele wa matoja wakunga kusiri kusiri jesu ya mungu wama kusiri kwa kusiri kwa mwezo peze kira kutara umuunga wawu ina kwa abina chifa kwa maje ni matio seti so wama suja kwa wabira wawu kapina kwa wani seti wale kwa wani fute so wakunga kusiri njena bae pari unga noti ya chila kulise
Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Grandson Katambi has called on Zambian parents to prioritize teaching their children their mother tongue to help preserve the rich diversity of Zambian culture and identity. Mr. Katambi has emphasized the importance of instilling patriotism among young people through the preservation of language and cultural values. He says the future of Zambia depends on the youth's awareness and appreciation of the country's various traditions plus values, especially given recent concerns that many young people are losing touch with cultural roots. He has pointed out that Western influence has significantly impacted the cultural beliefs and lifestyles of young people in the province and the country at large, particularly those raised in urban areas. The permanent secretary says this influence has led to a decline in respect for traditional values as well as regard for one's mother tongue, citing that many prefer to speak English than their own language. Now, the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has urged mining firms to adhere to regulatory requirements and ensure accurate declaration of production figures to reflect Zambia's true copper output. Speaking in Kasempa District of Northwestern Province, Mines Permanent Secretary Apenga Kabeta has expressed concern that underreporting by some mines may be masking the country's actual copper production. He has directed the Mine Safety Department to strictly enforce penalties against non-compliant operators and ensure adherence to mining safety regulations. Dr. Kabeta also raised concerns over the unsafe and outdated practice of housing mine workers in hostels within mining areas, which violates regulations prohibiting residential construction in such zones. He notes with particular concern that one company is accommodating over 600 employees within the mining area, describing the practice as demeaning and disruptive to family life. Senate Party for National Development, UPND, media team editor Cosmas Chilesha has called for unity and respect in the ongoing dispute over the